Maggie, I know you don't trust him, but you do have to scoot a little closer to him.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
His sort of spread eagle stance has.
Wait,
I don't spread eagle.
Hardly a spread eagle. Now you're going to make me self conscious.
No. I'm totally kidding.
No. Too late.
No, guys, lean over me.
Wait,
and
stop. Stop right now.
Yeah, I already kind of do this.
Okay, come on. I didn't even know that this is a thing.
Well, first, it looks like you've just got apps on your phone. Okay. What is this?
She's logged into iCloud.com.
Also my Gmail. I have two accounts.
Oh, you have two email accounts?
Yes.
What's the difference?
So I'm trying to make the difference right now, but basically...
What are you trying to make the
difference? Like, I'm trying to differentiate sort of if I get on an email list, it goes to one, and if I have a personal email, I'm doing the other.
Okay, yeah. That's
make,
great.
Make the difference.
Yeah. Trust the process.
Okay.
That's what the Sixers say. But yeah, it's pretty bad. This is my oldest email though, so that's why it's been, it's bad. I have too many numbers on there.
Yeah, can you tell us what that that number says on the mail icon?
Yeah, so listeners, what you're gonna see is sort of a 9999 plus sign.
What do you mean what they're gonna see? They're never gonna see it.
I took a picture.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's true. And it means that there's, I think that's the highest it goes.
Which makes me really angry because it's like, you're fucking Apple, make it to four to five digits.
I've never seen the numbers 9999 plus like that. That's just weird, isn't it?
It's lazy.
Yeah, and I can tell you that there's like definitely plus.
Yeah.
This is a real hot seat in here, huh?
It is. Yeah, duh.
You mentioned the Philadelphia 76ers, and then you got a SeatGeek alert for, I believe, a Dodgers game. Are you a big sports person?
I like the sports, yeah. And I mentioned the Sixers. My brother works for the Sixers, so I'm a big NBA fan.
Okay.
And I'm from L.A., so I've got the Dodgers as well. Huge Los Angeles Clippers fan.
So you're just staying up to date in case there's any hot Dodgers tickets. Well, you cannot go to the game, but just in case there's any sweet deals.
Mm-hmm. You've got to really jump on them. That's the thing. What you're going to see, no joke, in all of these emails is a lot of search for deals.
Oh, no. Wait, okay. I have a question. I'm going to start with a question. Without getting into detail, the numbers in your email address, what is that?
It's just my birthday month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know.
Just, it looks like a woman who was born in 1948.
Well, in some ways, I feel I am.
Okay, that's fair.
You've got mail. You've mail.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guest digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
I am Nicole Jespel, and our guest this week is comedian, performer, innovator, creator.
Sports fan.
Entrepreneur. Maggie Widows, entrepreneur.
Hi, thank you guys. Thanks.
So Maggie, we've already talked a little bit about your email numbers, which are intense.
Yeah.
So you told me 50,000. We're seeing 4,300.
But go to the iCloud account.
No. I understand. So you're saying most of them are here. Uh-oh. Do you need to respond to that?
Who is that? Oh, no. I'll tell you what that is. Frickin' Claire McCaskill, who I...
So you just got a text message that looked like it was from a person you know that said, hey, can you text me?
That's what all politicians are doing now, is that they will create subjects and have, like, smaller people on their teams email you with just their personal ones, so you click on it and think you know the person. Yeah, I get about a million emails from random people because of that. Because of donating to political campaigns, because I am a saint in that way.
Mm-hmm. Ew, I hate this email. I hate this email so much. This is a promotional email from West Elm. And Maggie, will you read us what it says?
Absolutely. Your voice counts. Please take our survey now.
Your voice counts is not language West Elm should be using. That makes me angry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey there, friend. We haven't met yet, but my name's Justin and I'm a proud member. Like, no, we haven't met. I don't even live in the state where...
And again, that's with the subject line, hey, can you text me?
This is very funny because it's all trash, all deals, and then one birthday email from a person I know that you're friends with.
I also didn't delete a lot today because once you texted me that I was coming, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I gotta let her know.
Would you say you didn't delete a lot today, or did you not delete a lot every day? Because well, again, 45,000
nonstop. No, but look at this. I mean, all these emails I scrolled through were only at 1:37 p.m. today.
Mm. That's the thing. I get. So
what is this? What is it's. What is this?
So Bando is a company. Actually, they just launched a podcast. So a little cross promotion.
No,
never
that's
hurts.
Not cross. It's not cross promotion.
So you guys are going to want to cross promote this. So it was started by this woman, Jen Gotch, who is older, has and is actually very cool. Her whole thing is about joyfulness, and she has bipolar disorder. So she started a podcast about mental health. But this is her store, Bando, that just sells really bright things.
I guess it's mostly images. But then if you look at the preview of it, it says, can you just read all the things it says?
Yeah. Stuff for sunshine. That's the subject. A Monstera leaf towel, giant inflatable cherries, heart-shaped sunglasses, and a whole lot.
Of who knows?
Who knows?
Just that list. A Monstera leaf towel, giant inflatable cherries.
Yep.
Oh, wow. It's just a towel that's shaped like a leaf.
Yeah. Why? It's like, why? We don't need it.
Why? And they don't, those inflatable cherries don't look like you can float on them.
None of these floaty thing, unless it's one of those chairs that are in Sky Mall, I don't want to sit on it in a pool.
Oh, really? Why?
Because I don't trust the floaties. Oh, yeah.
So do you not unsubscribe from anything? Is that why this account has gotten to where it's gotten?
Yes, and then I went through a period where I tried to I unsubscribed from a lot, but then I just got subscribed to a million things more.
Got subscribed.
Maggie, we got to get into it. Who okay. do you not want to email?
Email roulette.
Okay, I really don't want to email my freshman year of college roommate.
Perfect. Thank you. Can mm-hmm. you give us some more context for that relationship?
So she was someone who. On her, when I first found out about her, I looked her up on Facebook, and her interests included dresses, cheerleading, and the city. And I'll never forget that those three things were actual interests of hers.
The
what city
being?
Do you think?
New York City. Okay. She was from New Jersey. Yeah, so it's sort of, you get it. And we lived in close quarters, and this is not at all me trying to say, like, I do not judge gluten-free people, but she had a lot of dietary things where she would cook meals in our non-kitchen of a small bedroom.
Non-kitchen of a small bedroom. So you mean it was a room without a kitchen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was she hot plate situation?
Hot plate. She took up the entire fridge. She Mini fridge. Mm-hmm. She never left our room, and so I never felt totally comfortable in it.
Well, where'd you go to college?
Franklin and Marshall.
Which is?
It's a small, it's a liberal arts college in Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, yeah, she loves the city. So why is she going to go out in Pennsylvania?
That's so true.
I guess. I was going to say, if you love the city, wouldn't you leave the tiny town in Pennsylvania to go to the city?
Yes. Well, here's another added element. She had some serious helicopter parents who were very involved, and they would write her papers for her.
Nope.
And so I was in a class. We were paired together because we were in a freshman seminar together, and it was a sociology seminar. And she really didn't get the ideas. We're like, you know, dealing with the big stuff of racism, class, sexism, like which one? And she would like not really get it, have her parents write the paper and get A's. And really deeply bothered
me. Was there any shame or awareness?
No,
or?
No. Zero, 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 zero. Awareness, shame, self-reflection.
No confrontations between you about that? Did you ever call her out like, hey, this
no.
is, okay.
No. I was very sad in college. So I think like, I was like, I'm not confronting myself. How the hell am I going to confront her?
Right. Was there, I'm going back to the food. Was there a common area kitchen that she could have been using?
Yes.
Okay. Was she maybe depressed?
Her whole thing was like, I mean, yes.
But she didn't know.
Yeah. And she would go home a lot. So I think there was also like, she was really close with her family, but like would go home in the middle of the week.
No.
Yeah. Like kind of
Well, you got to do the rewrites of the papers. It's easier.
Absolutely.
In person
it's easy. Just like this. You sort of want someone right there with you going through it. Yeah. Looking back, it's like, yeah, you're probably right. She was. But then she really did have this group of friends she was very close with. And like they would always be in the room.
No, stop.
Yeah. And they were all very loud. Like, and I'm loud. But when I'm in my room, I want to be quiet. Not speak ever.
When was the last contact between the two of you? End of freshman year?
No, it's a small enough school that I'd run into her afterwards. Uh-huh. But I mean, in terms of like personal contact, yeah, I think freshman year.
What were interactions with you like in the room?
Oh, I tried really hard.
Oh.
I would try and, you know, there were jokes that just did not go over. You know, I'm sort of throwing it all against the wall, commenting on everything and not getting a whole ton back.
What kind of stuff would you comment on?
The rules in this place. Oh, man, that party. Oh, the guys from that fraternity. My God.
So it's basically a bad stand-up, more or less.
Bad Catskill stand-up.
It was not good, yeah.
So she's what kind of dishes is she hot plating in the room?
Like, as a person, I love these dishes when I have them in a kitchen, not made next to my bed. But like she made a lot of stir fry curries and
fragrant
foods that I love, but I just can't sleep. Like the smell never went away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're sleeping in it.
I mean, and also just dorm rooms are disgusting. We are my dorm room smelled.
Mine too. It smelled like mold. Yeah. And it just was so nasty.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
My roommate was a swimmer, and he would go to bed really early and wake up really early. Great guy. I actually really liked him. However,
congratulations.
He had a real smelly boot problem, and he wore the same boots every day. And so he would go to bed at like 9 p.m., take his boots off next to his bedside, and just the funk at night. I mean, just we're trying to play video games in my room, and he's snoring, and his smelly boots are right there.
The
I mean,
boys
it's all
are
right
trying
there.
To trying to play the games.
All right, Maggie, open a compose box.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I have a pitch for a subject line.
I love it. Go for it.
The smell never went away.
Wow. Okay. The smell never went away.
Matt, do you have an in?
Well, I think we want to avoid, it sounds like the roommate
No, I haven't. Never mind.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I was filibustering anyways. So.
Let's start with a hey, bud.
Hey, bud. Exclamation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sorry not to have sent this sooner.
Not to have.
I think I have one of your bowls. No, leave it as is. I must have taken it when I was making my bed on the last day.
Oh, my God.
Whoopsie me. Enter. Hey. What is a fraternity that was on campus?
Chi Phi.
Great. Hey, remember Chi Phi? Keep going. Get a load of those guys. Great. And what's with all these cafeteria rules? I'm sorry. I didn't know this was the gulag.
Oh, good. This is going to be good. She won't know what that means.
And then in parentheses, ask your mom.
She's got super passive aggressive now.
Mm, perfect.
Actually, can you go back? Ask your ma.
Well, so fraternities, cafeteria rules, any other, what were some other stand-up topics?
Hey, how's your friends? Get a load of those girls. I'm not done yet. Did you vote in the last election?
Oh, this is another thing. She didn't vote in the Barack Obama 2008 election. Did you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure a young woman from New Jersey was fully thrown by that situation.
Oh, my freshman year, we had John McCain and Barack Obama speak at our school.
I was just like, in the middle of Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's
Lancaster
a big target.
Is
yeah.
our, mm-hmm. the poll my school does is like the most famous political poll. So they both came because it's one of the most
bellwether.
It's the most microcosm of the larger country.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And what's up with college showers anyway? Why do we have to walk back from the bathroom in a towel through the hallway?
This is almost too coherent for Maggie stand up.
Why do we have to walk back?
Try to transcribe what I said.
This is great.
Now it's less coherent.
She clearly didn't quite get what you were saying. I wasn't really listening either, so no shame, Maggie. Enter.
Still hot plating much?
Or did those plates get cold?
Can I add a winky face?
Yes, you do.
But seriously, I really would like to get this bowl back to you. And then you can go back to whatever you're going to do.
No, what I wanted to do was just like a cold, hard ending, no farewell. But this almost makes it too coherent. Mm. I want to end it, still hot plating much? Or do those plates get cold and we're done?
Oh, okay. We can do that.
Okay.
Can we change something?
Yeah.
Put still hot plating much, or do those plates get cold?
At the end.
No. Put it in between, and then get rid of that line. And now that's the end of the email. I think this is a perfect email. And listeners, to hear it, you got to keep listening.
Yes. I love that.
Okay.
Audio Boom, smash hit podcast Mafia is back for season 2, taking us back into America's criminal underworld, exploring the lives and careers of the most powerful gangsters the world has ever seen.
Through extensive research and eyewitness stories, Mafia reveals what life was really like inside the mob from the people who lived it.
Every Wednesday, Mafia dives into the larger-than-life stories of mobsters and introduces us to the key figures who brought them down.
In season 1, we were brought closer than ever to the most notorious mob bosses of all time, and season 2 is no exception, covering the lives of
Carmine Galante,
Alan Dorfman,
Santo Traficante,
Albert Anastasia,
Anthony Spilotro,
Joseph Massino,
revealing how they built their criminal empires and how they were eventually brought to justice.
Find Mafia on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and every other listening destination. Hey, Maggie, can we take a look at your... What's in the drafts?
Oh, what's in the box?
Oh, boy.
You got 47 emails in the drafts, which is
probably
tiny for you.
I know.
Oh, my God. Who
quite a few repeats here.
Oh, my God. Maggie, what? This is actually insane. I need you to read this email and then just keep going, and I'll tell you where to stop.
This one?
Yes.
No subject. Hello.
Next email.
No subject. Hello, Matt.
Next email.
Hello, Matt.
Great. Next email.
Hello, Matt. A little bit ago, I did a show with you all. Live recording.
Nope. What did you write?
Liver.
Great. Next email.
Hello, Matt. A little bit ago, I did a show with you all. Live recording of our podcast, Dead Meat. And I'm writing today about...
Next email.
Hello, Matt. A little bit ago, I did a show with you all, live recording of our podcast, Dead Meat, and I'm writing today about the posse.
Next email.
Hello, Matt. A little bit ago, I did a show with you all, live recording of our podcast, Dead Meat, and I'm writing today about the posse.
Next email.
Hello, Matt. A little bit ago, I did a show with you all, live recording about our podcast, Dead Meat, and I'm writing today about the posse.
Next email.
Hello, Matt. A little bit ago, I did a show with you all, live recording of our podcast, Dead Meat, and I'm writing today about the posse.
Next email.
Hello, Matt. A little bit ago, I did a show with you all, live recording of our podcast, Dead Meat, and I'm writing today about the posse.
I mean, it is clearly an email glitch.
I
think it is so funny, Maggie, that you have how many emails is that?
I think it's
taking
like,
up space in your drafts.
It's 7 for sure, at least.
This is user error. This is writer glitch.
Yeah. Okay, read this whole email. This is like the third from the bottom.
Okay. Is it just that it's saving every time I like stop and start writing?
I think so, but I want to see what this
okay.
is.
Okay. Hello, Matt. A little bit ago, I did a show with you all, live recording of our podcast, Dead Meat. I'm writing today about the possibility of another different show with you all. This is bad. We had such a great experience at Union Hall, and while this is a completely different show with Anno.
Great. And then what's the next? What's the last email? Did you ever make it through?
No. With another comedian, Fria Khan, I think you all are the perfect venue. Some facts about the show. First bullet point, did not complete.
Maggie.
I know. Faria and I were having a meeting, and then I got in a fight with my boyfriend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all good now. Oh, but great. It was like we were doing it, and then the texting, you just get into it sometimes, you know?
I get nervous anytime I see something that says urgent in drafts from 2015.
Let's just say it wasn't urgent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I also like is that I don't really go on GChat. So these are all like a lot of people from college and high school who I'm just not friends with anymore.
Ooh, yeah. I feel like the GChat chat list has become like a relic of another time.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah. Did you ever chat?
Sometimes when I had an office job, I did. Mm-hmm.
Who was like a good chatter with you?
My best friend, Phoebe from home. My brother and his ex-girlfriend.
Mm. Your brother and his ex-girlfriend at the same time?
Yeah. We were sort of doing joint chats.
Gotcha.
But it was his girlfriend at the time, and now it's his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, understood.
What else do you want me to do? You want me to just, like, explore?
Yes.
You made a swimming motion and then offered to explore. So, yeah, let's. I mean, I was going to ask to pull up some specific chats, but I think Matt's right. Let's see what it looks
follow
like.
Follow your
when you
heart
explore.
And explore a bit.
Hmm.
And you narrate. Feel free to narrate.
Okay. So a lot of this is like idealist. Like, I'm subscribed to a lot of things I wish I did.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
So, like, things that make me feel good to read that actually I don't always have time to read. And so it's an influx of that, or recipes that I don't really do. You know, you got to have some deals. I got so many deals in here. I mean, sample sales. Here's my ticket today for Angels in America.
So that one you went ahead and followed through on.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
So you are actually, you're getting deals and you're acting on them.
I love deals.
Yes, what's this?
Oh, this is so good.
Great.
This is from my brother, Sixers. He's getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from her mom, who I love very much, but she doesn't know how to send links to things. So
Subject line,
dresses.
Message.
Hi, Mags. Both of these would look great on you and go along with the vibe. But they are a little pricey. Not sure what your budget is. XX Polly. Now.
Sounds completely lovely.
So lovely.
But now there's no links in the email. What is there instead?
There is downloadable just phrases.
One is a PDF.
That she.
They're both PDFs.
She thought,
what do you mean downloadable phrases?
They're like.
Do you know how computers work?
I guess I'm as bad as she is.
What are those called? What are those?
Here.
Maggie, when you do. Okay, so take us there because I know that you know the word. I know the word's in here. So what Polly sent to you.
Yeah.
What did she have to do to get those to you?
She tried to drag in a PDF of an image.
Oh.
Of the dress, I believe. But why?
Instead, it came out as what?
It came out as a blank. What's the word? What are those?
PDF.
Right, but what is
but
the broader term?
But a PDF on an
term?
Email, what do we call it?
An attachment.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God. Attachment.
Downloadable images.
I'm so sorry. I've tried to sort of rid myself of attachments.
Oh, wow.
In a spiritual way. Yeah.
Okay, and then you click on the attachments and you open them, and what do they look like?
Looks like an error page. Contact client services, bonus available, 2,000 gold, a lot of numbers.
Click for details. Oh, no. Mags, you got a reply.
I know.
Wait, you clicked on something. Is it going to take you to a dress?
Automatic coupons.
Okay, it just took you to some coupons.
Yeah, so.
You might want to save that. That could be a good deal there.
Wait, what are we going to do about this? Are you just not going to buy a dress?
No, I'm going to. I sent her pictures today of a dress.
Oh, great. Okay,
yeah.
great.
But that was via text. So I haven't been going on Facebook very much, and they noticed, and they've started texting and emailing me just when people do things on Facebook. So that's what.
Yeah, they do that to me, too.
It stinks.
Okay, let's go back to chat. Let's find the last chat. We've talked a lot about your brother. Let's find the last chat with your brother. Okay, all right. This is gold. Okay, so we have chat from 2016,
yeah, is
which
good.
Is late for chatting.
Yes.
Ha ha ha, that's hilarious. That's January 2016. Mm. Next time there's any kind of a chat, it's from you. And you write,
Char.
And he responds,
Hey.
And that's it? Wait, but hold on. This is also, you chatted him at 2 p.m. and the next day at 8:30 in the morning, he responded,
yeah. We're witnessing like the death of GChat right there. Because like, yes. No one had, you guys didn't have it in you anymore. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what happened to everybody.
Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hey. It all turned into A.
And now we just, and that's been, all we've been saying for 3 years. Here from a man I used to date.
Ding, ding, ding. Click on it.
This is painful. I want to...
Wait, why is this painful?
This does not seem painful at all. Wait.
It's just like so... The fact, like, I'm not friends with any of these people anymore, so I'm asking if he's going to go to a birthday of someone who I'm not at all friends with.
I see.
The idea that I cared about these things is like...
Painful to you?
Yeah, painful to me.
How long did you date for?
So... On and off for, like, a lot. It's so boring.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. It really is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to die. Okay, no! So this is from January 2014. I guess you be Charles, I'll be Maggie.
All right.
I'm gonna leave the room. I am many years older than that.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Have you seen the movie The Graduate?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That was like one of the first really big important movies I saw, I think.
I want to see it. I like the songs, Mrs. Robinson.
Boo, dump him.
You've gotta. I think you would really like it. I think it really resonates with guys.
Is it sexy?
Definitely sexy. What got you thinking about The Graduate?
I've read a few movie articles lately that mention it. Realized I've never seen it. And I'm trying to smoke pee and watch a movie tonight.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You know, Maggie, we don't usually have commentary during the chat reenactment.
So sorry.
Well, then I think you have to watch The Graduate. That's the perfect sitch.
YouTube link.
Ugh, YouTube link we're clicking on right this fucking second.
Why would you do that?
Because that's the show. Oh, it's a dead link. Ugh, damn it.
Just like our love.
Okay. The soundtrack to this is so good. But that is some seriously gory shit.
YouTube link, Lords of Salem official trailer number 2, HD.
They had me at from the singular mind of horror master maestro Rob Zombie.
Haha, weird movies.
Real weird. I'm more of a horror kind of lady. I don't like the really bloody stuff.
Oh my God.
I can handle bloody stuff, but prefer more... Thanks for scrolling past my line. I can handle bloody stuff, but prefer more spooky stories.
Maggie, this is awful.
Guys.
Did you just start dating?
So here's... Here's my feeling about him. I was like very into him, and we had something about me is that I have always been very attracted to men who have had a father pass away.
It's just a very specific.
Yeah, it just seems to be a common thread.
Sure.
And he was sort of the first, and I was just like, it was always this like, I see more in him than other people do. He was... sexually, it just like wasn't there, you know?
Yeah. Wait, when you say something like, I like his dad's dead and I see more in him than other people do, did you mean sexually? You just drew a line I was not following in the conversation.
Okay. No, I think like he was, as you can see, he's sort of a boring, not interesting person.
Yes.
And in my mind, I had like, no, he's interesting. Like it would have like some really wonderful like late night talks, but he was someone who then I was like, I think he's got a drinking issue.
Wow, you have a type.
Yeah. Yeah, God, it was so bad. And I think it was also like a time when I didn't feel good about myself, so it was always too much for him to, like, I would send him, you know, well thought out emotional.
This is a link that has nothing. The link he sent has nothing. Like, normally it's like, this video is no longer available, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a black screen with an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Weird.
Hey, Maggie, as long as we're here.
Oh, no.
Let's look at your tube.
What's your tube history?
So we are in watch history. Wow. Oh, a little bit of a musical nerd.
Yeah.
So we've got Cell Block Tango. We've got Take Me or Leave Me
and
from Rent.
And now this is my, mm-hmm. But it's performed by Gavin Creel and Aaron Tveit, who are so wonderful.
Oh, it's the miscast benefit, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Then we've got some clips from Once on This Island. You think about seeing Once on This Island?
I saw it.
Oh, was it good?
It's amazing.
Really?
It is. I was so happy it won the Tony. It like is one of the best productions
really?
I've ever seen.
I need to go because I love the show, but I also just have it in my mind in glass as like
what it was.
An appropriated suburban high school musical.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
did it in my high school.
I was
that had
in
no
it.
Business doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. Yeah.
Who are you?
I was the goddess of love.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This will surprise no one. I saw Frozen last night. Cried throughout the entirety of the first act.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a lunatic. Mm-hmm. Just sobbed from the moment the curtain rose. Then we took a little time travel back. You needed to watch clips from Legally Blonde, the musical from 2007.
Yeah. Now, this one I love because it's MTV did a showing of the musical, and it's hosted by Lauren Conrad, Whitney, and Audrina, who are just the three most lackluster humans in the world who are trying to introduce and speak to theater people. And right. It is so funny to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Maggie. I watched this video.
Yeah.
This is a video you made.
Yeah.
What's it doing with 11 views?
Because we didn't actually put it on YouTube.
Great.
This
I
is our editor.
I didn't think I watched it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's
great,
the
great,
editor's.
I was a little bit worried about that. I was like, I watched it like twice.
Yeah. Thank you so
no
much.
We got some Haim. We got some SNL skits. Haim.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Can you read what this is? Can you read what this is, and then can you also read the description?
Yeah, and it's and that's no problem for me. Learn to dance with three easy steps.
By who? Sorry, who put it out?
Number one dance studio, The Wall Street Journal. 3.7 mil views, though. All right. Wedding season is here, and it's time to get your groove on. But what if you don't know how to dance? Ashley Dawson of the Broadway Dance.
Okay, now click on it because we're watching it. Did you watch the whole thing?
I scrolled through.
Sure.
Did you glean anything? Were you trying this out at home?
So I was trying to learn. The Haim sisters do this little dance in this one video. And my friend and I at the concert, she knows it. And I told her by the next time I saw her, I'd know it.
So you watched this unrelated dance video?
I thought it was. I thought it was teaching me that dance.
Why?
Because that's what I Googled.
Okay, sorry. They're just stomping and saying numbers. It's literally just stomp, clap
yeah.
on the eights. This is like a parody video. Like
yeah.
I might pitch this
yeah.
as a show. This is teaching the step touch
uh-huh.
as if it's a thing somebody needs to watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
No, this is the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my life.
What's worse is that this woman does look like she needs to learn it.
Yeah, but she's like 19 years old.
This one?
Yeah, she's young.
Oh, I think she looks old.
You think she looks old? No.
Yes.
No,
she's
look
had
at how
some
fun
work
that haircut
done.
Is. No.
What's really?
Her name? Yeah, what's her name? We're finding this out. Okay.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Let's get on it. I say 26.
I say 38.
I say 34.
Okay.
Good spread.
I say $1.
And also
oh,
relax.
Damn it. Are you fucking kidding me? She's 38 years old.
Really?
Yeah, she graduated college in 2002. So we estimate that as born around 1980.
You're good with numbers. I, not so much.
That would, yeah. Just saying she graduated college in 2002 would have left you adrift, right? Trying to figure out her age.
Well, where do you start?
all right. And yeah, we should leave your tube, but I can't. Mags, can we see search history? What's big child support?
I have no idea.
Wait. Okay.
Hold on. Let's go through. There's about 10 here that are kind of interesting. Do your best to explain what you're searching for on
just
all of these.
Start at the very first one.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is just letters. Zyze CJK. Absolutely no idea.
Okay.
I was maybe searching for the last name of someone that was hard to spell.
So you went to
that's
YouTube to get spelling.
Okay, next one.
It's just a semicolon and quotation mark.
And then maybe you're thinking, oh, Maggie had the same weird search day. These are a month apart.
Okay, next one.
Bachelorette fails.
Okay, we can imagine that one.
Crack rapper, C-R-A-K-K. Now, this is a rapper from Philly that a friend, fellow comedian Dan Moore, taught me about. Bert and I can't get there from here? No, at zero idea.
Wait, click on it. Bert and I can't get there from here?
What?
Okay, you know what this is about to be?
And then you watch this.
I can.
You watch the first one.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what this is.
Good, you should.
This, that is all from my boyfriend who lived in Maine for 10 years and was showing me things from weird places in Maine.
I see. What's this one?
Chicken Fest?
Yeah.
A
Chicken Fest, Umaine?
Umaine.
Well, why didn't you put a space in there? What noise is that? Make that noise again.
it was gonna show up. So Chicken Fest is like this music all day festival that mm-hmm. the students throw just like in the forest.
I would say it was, because all of these are 1993.
Yeah, 93 was a good ass year.
Oh, there's a Stranger Things parody about Chicken Fest. What is Big Child Support?
It's a rap about child support.
Great.
Click on the Zizzer check.
That's
one.
A good yeah, idea.
Great idea.
Nope. Oh, you did watch that one. You started that one. Our Fear of Falling in Love by Zizek.
I do think this is what I was looking for. Or this guy.
It says the big think in the corner, and then it's a man in a short sleeve shirt with maybe a zipper.
Yeah. Okay, so this is... I definitely heard of him either on like Oprah's podcast or something. He's, I think, yeah. Oy, 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 huh?
It's so clearly this one guy you're speaking with.
He's a superstar communist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Huh.
I just spelled his name very well.
He just added some stuff to it. Maggie. Do you ever put a label on it?
Let's put labels on it.
Oh, I haven't used these labels in years.
So tell me about them. What
okay.
do they say?
Null.
What's a null? Let's just see if there's anything going on there.
Airbnb. Good. Family. iPhone notes. New folder. OKLA. Outbox. Rigney Friedman. Save. Trash
Wait,
folder.
Why'd you breeze past Rigney Friedman? What's that?
Well, absolutely. That was someone that like used to help me with taxes. So I would just put things for taxes in there.
Stop it. What do you mean? It's someone that used
it's
to
a
help you
it was a business.
With taxes.
It's a, would you
an
say
accountant.
It's a downloadable phrase?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, say it's an accountant.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Who needs a euphemism for accountant?
Listen, I never said I was not verbose, you
okay.
know?
And then we have a folder called
Save,
which is fucking useless.
Yeah, but this feels insane.
Unclick it,
Unroll
you're
Me.
It
was an app that was supposed to be used to unsubscribe from things. And I tried it, but it didn't work.
So you made a folder for it?
No, it did that. You know how sometimes it does it automatically?
No.
Yeah.
Ew, I hate this.
It's all Museum of Natural History. Every yeah. email in this folder.
Maggie, why don't you just unsubscribe from the Museum of Natural History?
I thought I did. Oh, God.
So you were moving those emails into the folder to tell Unroll to unsubscribe you.
I just put my email into Unroll Me, the website, and it did this.
And it got into your email, created a folder, began sending emails it knew you didn't want to that folder.
Yes.
But it didn't unroll you.
That's exactly absurd. What I'm saying.
Maggie, what's in junk?
Mike, website redesign with 15 days, CEO offer.
That's SEO offer. Oh, it says SEO offer.
I read what I wanted to see. In quotes, target.com. Job offer. Another quotes, target.com. Spam job offer. Other wild, virus error. EDURAR, AED 25 credit plus extra 15% off. National family.
In quotes.
Yeah. Reformation.
And it says,
not judging. They always are. That store is mm-hmm. a sham. Shark Tank ABC.
is that an actual Shark Tank email?
No, definitely
ding, ding.
Not.
Definitely not.
Credit One Visa.
Wait, are you kidding me? It said free trials, new diet products. So you're just trying to get her to click and get
They're
a
call. Buying a lot
it's
on
not
that
even her
show.
Computer.
Yeah, this mm-hmm. is all just weird stuff, I think.
This is wonderful. This is beautiful spam.
Yeah, some spam.
Can you read this? So do you live in a condo?
No, I sublet a condo.
That sounds lovely. So you were, okay, so just read a subject line. This is a reply you sent to something.
Hi, I'm so sorry, but the email I received for some reason will not show any content. Could you resend? I so appreciate your help,
this
Maggie.
This is so funny. So you got an email from the condo board.
And it just said content will not be shown, both online and, see?
Wait, yes. Both online and where?
And on my phone.
Oh, okay.
And you sent.
And in my downloadable phrase. I'm so guilt-ridden.
I could you resend? And then I so appreciate your help! Exclamation point.
Yeah, I'm.
This is so heartbreakingly desperate, Maggie.
I was locked out of my apartment. So why I was so desperate, because my landlord was away for the weekend, and the guy who was holding the master set for him wouldn't respond to me. Mm-hmm. And the one email I got back was content not found.
Oh, no.
And so I was like, I was 24 hours without my SSRIs, and I was sitting outside my apartment like, I need to get inside here.
All right, Maggie, it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Whatever.
Go back to your email.
The reveal you've all been waiting for on this one line.
No, the email you wrote. Okay. And please read it for us.
The smell never went away. Hey, bud. So sorry not to have sent this sooner. I think I have one of your bowls. I must have taken it when I was making my bed on the last day. Whoopsie me. Hey, remember Ki-Fi? Get a load of those guys. And what's with all these cafeteria rules? I'm sorry, I didn't know this was the gulag. Ask your ma. Still hot plating much? Or do those plates get cold, Winky? Hey, how's your friends? Get a load of those girls. Did you vote in the last election? What's up with college showers anyway? Why do we have to walk back to the room from the hallway?
That's just... Okay,
and
so,
that's where it ends.
I love that we started this with a so sorry, because we just referenced the guilt-ridden nature of that other email.
Nicole really knew my voice.
Also, to be clear, when you guys weren't listening, what I was going for, not that we're changing it, was why do you have to walk back to the room in a towel through the hallway?
I missed that.
Yeah, but I also just added I did add a last line to this email.
I so appreciate your help.
Okay. All right, so Maggie, here's what's going to happen. You have one chance.
You only got one
to get
shot.
I do whatever I want.
Wow.
Maggie, you have one chance.
Honestly,
okay, queen.
Yeah, normally it's two, just so you know.
You have one chance to get this question correct. If not, you're
sending
an email.
She wants me to send it.
Yeah, normally it's two.
A recent thread going around on Tumblr criticized certain authors for their strong negative reactions to fan fiction. Despite their works including a wealth of dramatic characters and sexual overtones, what author is against fan fiction so much they have filed lawsuits against teenagers? A. Stephen King. B. Stephanie Meyer. C. Christopher Pike. D. Anne Rice.
Okay, well, it can't be Stephanie Meyer, because isn't hers fanfic to begin with?
No.
No.
You're thinking of E.L. James.
Who did fanfic Stephanie.
Of Twilight. It was an AU. It was an alternate universe Twilight. And then it got turned into...
What it got
50 Shades of whatever.
Went to college with Anne Rice's son. Is that helpful?
Absolutely.
I have a guess, because we don't know the answer.
Oh.
But I don't want to help.
I do feel, can this not be my final answer? But
it will, no. I mean,
you're asking for a second, which is customary, by the way. And it's interesting you asked for that.
No, because... I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. A second chance.
All right. Wait, you talk through with me, because I'm going to try to help you.
Okay, I do think it's Stephanie Meyer, because I do think I remember. Because I remember when the 50 Shades stuff happened, she, like, because Stephanie Meyer was Mormon and had, like, serious beliefs in Twilight, and that she was very upset that they were being turned into this, like, you know, clearly sexual thing. But based on Nicole, her response,
no.
I think it's not that. And I'm going to say...
Oh, wait, you realize she is... like puppeting you right now into whatever you got to stick with.
Yeah, but something you've got to realize is I'm forever her puppet.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to go with Stephanie Meyer. I'm going to go with, who was the first? Stephen King? That's not him.
Then you had, can we read the
Christopher Pike
mm-hmm.
and Anne Rice?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Christopher Pike, because I feel like it has to be a guy.
You look at Rachel and you say final answer.
Oh, final answer. Stephen King. Anne Rice.
Yeah, of course it's Anne Rice. I texted Matt who's Anne Rice. God, of course it is.
I'm so befuddled at what just happened. You were on Christopher Pike and then you jumped to Stephen King. What was that?
Well, I thought it had to be a man.
It's dramatic characters in sexual situations.
Yeah.
He's literally the most sexual writer who's ever lived. God.
God.
Plus, this is also a 80-year-old woman who has fought with Amazon reviewers. and tried to get them banned. Yes, and racist.
I didn't know so that.
Nice. Yeah, I know. And I did. And I didn't want to give it to you.
And now, oh no.
The only thing that stands out to me is how confidently she said it. It's not Stephen King. And then when it came right down to it, Stephen King.
Her second guess was Stephen King.
Hey, I got a lot of tricks up my sleeve, okay? I'm misdirecting you.
Who are you misdirecting?
all the listeners. Listeners, you'll see soon. I've misdirected you.
Maggie, send that email.
Okay. Oy, oy, oy. This is with great sadness that I have sent an email to, her name is Betsy.
Maggie, you got anything you want to promote? Talk about?
Read an email about my podcast about...
Have you done any live shows with that? Or
30 times over? But I do have a podcast called Dead Meat. It's an improvised podcast. And what else? I'm around. Check my website. Yeah.
What's your website? What is it?
MaggieWidows.com.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Maggie.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Oh, and if you want to find us, get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast.
Can I ask, who's your boyfriend?
He's not a comedian. Yeah. I know.
Wonderful.
It's the best. But it is hard.
Sure. Sure, because there's a bunch of bullshit that you can't just expect him to tolerate.
Exactly, and he works in education, and my schedule is not easy.
Hey, summer's off, though.
No, he works in administration.
Wow, what a goof.
I know.
Really goofed that.
I know. He used to be a teacher.
Oh.
But now...
Moving on up.
Yeah.
Principal.
Principal. No, he works for the Department of Ed.
Then why did you look at me and say principal?
Because I like the sound of it. I thought, yeah, my big principal guy. That's a nice sound.